Could anyone out there tell me who John Chretien is? You know, you okay. Wretched of the Earth, okay. Does anybody know who Maurice Bishop was? Maurice Bishop, all right. Does anybody know who Lenny Johnston was?
Third World Books,
that is correct. Does anybody know who Jean Augustine is and where she's from? Jean Augustine is from Grenada, but you know who Jean Augustine is. Does anybody know who? You got it. You got that right. Walter Rodney. Do you know who Walter Rodney was? Anybody know who Walter Rodney? Walter Rodney. Okay. That is correct. Walter Rodney. Does anybody know who Rochelle McGee is? Rochelle McGee. Does anybody know who Rochelle McGee is? All right, Rochelle McGee was in prison with a number of other people, and George's younger brother, Jonathan, tried to liberate him. Can anybody tell me who Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah was? Ghana, boy, you guys are, yes, this is, let me tell you something, this is better to go into a lot of the universities. Every once in a while I have an opportunity to like go speak at universities, and a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about. Now, who can tell me where the mother of El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, does anybody know who El Hajj Malik El Shabazz was? Yeah. Yeah. All right, Malcolm X, do you know where his mother was from? Do you know where his mother and his father, where they met? Montreal, somebody sharp. Yeah, they met in Montreal in Canada. His mother, Louise Langdon, came from Grenada. She landed in Nova Scotia, then she went to Grenada. So I see that I'm speaking to a pretty hip crowd. So I'm going to proceed. I think you should give yourself a round of applause for being so sharp. All right, now George Jackson I want to just basically talk about the impact that George Jackson had. A lot of people don't know that when George Jackson was killed, as a sister pointed out, it was in 1971, a year before his brother Jonathan was trying to liberate prisoners, William Christmas, Rochelle McGee, and the other gentleman, and James McLean, correct. And he went into the Marion County Courthouse and attempted to liberate them and didn't make it out. The only one that survived that attack was Rochelle McGee, who was still alive. But George Jackson had an impact on society, which a lot of people don't realize. People should realize that when George Jackson was killed, Warner Brothers actually did a film about him called Brothers. Now, this was a Hollywood film, and it was not a bad film, but George and Jonathan's mother basically pulled the plug on it because she thought Europeans were attempting to exploit her and her son. She probably was right. But Bob Dylan did a song called George Jackson. Bob Dylan. Also, all the way from England, Steel Pulse, reggae band, Bill Clinton, the President of the United States, his favorite reggae band, he invited Steel Pulse to his inaugural when he became president. Believe it or not, he brought Steel Pulse in from England to perform it at his inaugural. But anyway, they did a song called Uncle George. Archie Shepp, for those of you that are really hip, the jazz man, he did an album called Attica Blues. This was an album that was in tribute to the prisoners that had got killed in Attica shortly after George Jackson was killed. And on that album, he has a song called Blues for Brother George. And numerous, Sweet Honey in the Rock, a great a cappella group, just like for the moment in Nova Scotia. This group does acapella stuff. They did stuff on George Jackson.
For the moment.
I thought I said that. Yeah, for the moment. They are like Sweet Honey in the Rock. So George Jackson had an impact on the African society. He had an impact on the American society. He appealed to people in England. His book, Soul of Dad, Brother Soul on Ice, was published in English, French, Farsi, Arabic, all kind of languages. It should be stated that George Jackson was a revolutionary. However, he believed in reading books. A lot of people think that you can be a revolutionary and not have any kind of theory or have any kind of understanding. You can just be mad. When George was killed, they found 106 books in his cell about everything. George wanted to speak Arabic. He wanted to speak Spanish. He wanted to speak Chinese. He wanted to speak Swahili. George considered himself an African. He said he was not an African American. This is back in the early, late 60s, early 70s. George said that he was an African, period. However, he said he would not be satisfied until he was a communist. That he said that it's all right to have an identity, to know where you're coming from, but if you don't have an ideology, know what you're trying to build, then what's the use? I mean, that was George Jackson, way ahead of his time. He and Fred Hampton were way in the vanguard of that. Now, George wanted to go to Africa to live at one point. George Jackson was influenced by Marcus Mosiah Garvey in the beginning. He wanted to go back to Africa to fight in the liberation movement, but he switched his position. He switched his position because he said he wanted to fight American imperialism, because the United States was the most vicious, and if America was free, then the world would be free. But if he went back and helped the people in Angola, Mozambique, or Guinea-Bissau, they would be free. But he fought, and they would overturn the United States government, then that would help the whole planet be free. So George was internationalist. He believed in the unification of African people, Latinos, Asian people, poor whites, and the whole nine yards. George Jackson was defended the whole question of women's rights. He had some, like being a product of his time in the 70s, I mean, he had some shortcomings on that issue, I would say, just like all of us at that particular time. He also dealt with the question of homophobia. He wasn't necessarily opposed to, I'm not gonna say he was for same-sex marriage, that's not necessarily hot potato for people in this room, but way back in the 70s, I mean, people would, the whole question of sexuality and that sort of stuff was sort of taboo. Even revolutionaries kind of put that in the closet. But George attempted to deal with all of those questions. But George was a strictly an anti-imperialist revolutionary freedom fighter. And he believed in struggle. He believed in the total transformation of the United States society. He believed in the transformation of the capitalist system into a socialist system, evolve into a communist system. He did not back off of that. Now, people who stand up there and talk about socialism and talk about communism, many of them are dead, in prison, or in exile. George is dead. His brother is dead. Fred Hampton is dead. Angela Davis was in prison. Maurice Bishop is dead. Walter Rodney is dead. Osanjo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah is dead. Assata Shakur is in exile. So when you stand up and you talk about transforming this system that we live under, you're going to be into a situation where they're going to try to move on you. So as long as you are around, and George proved this, you have to basically leave something. And George left us his books, he left us his writings, and he left us his example. And we should remember George Jackson every year during August, during Black August, because Black August was formed as a result of the death of Jonathan, George, and a brother named Katari. Katari was the brother who took over after George was assassinated. So in honor of George Jackson, Jonathan Jackson, and Katari, political prisoners in the United States celebrate what is called Black August. We should also make this an annual event where we remember Comrade George's birthday. September, what is George's birthday? September what, 23rd, George Jackson. I'm not as sharp as I should be. So we should remember George Jackson as an example. George was only 29 when he passed away. George was still basically a youth. He was in prison from the time he was 18. And he never gave up, and he showed us an example of how we should never surrender to the imperialists, and how we should study theory, revolutionary theory. We should study history. We should keep up on current events, and we should learn all of the methods of self-defense to protect ourselves. Now, George Jackson lives. The fact that we are here in Toronto, Canada, celebrating his life is a testament to the fact that he lived. The fact that there was a tribute to the people in Haiti on California radio, which we broadcast on CKLN a couple of weeks ago. The fact that George Jackson, you can pick up his books from a different book list. You can pick his books up from Knowledge Bookstore at Brampton. You can pick his books up here. Also, you can't find his books in the library. You cannot. I defy anyone to go and try to find George Jackson's books in the library and go try to find a copy of that film, Brothers. Warner Brothers film starring Bernie Casey, an ex-football player who learned how to act, and Vanetta McGee, a very beautiful woman from San Francisco, played Angela Davis. So I salute you for coming out and commemorating Comrade George, and we should never forget Comrade Jonathan, and we should always struggle. We should always keep up on history, the history of you, the history of African people in this country, the history of African people in this country, the history of the world. We should study revolutionary theory, and we should study the science of scientific socialism. Thank you very much.
Everyone, you listen to Otis right now. I want everybody to go to the corner right there and buy George Jackson's books. $5. Soledad Brothers right there. They're selling copies. Blood in my eye. You can't find this shit in most fucking Kohl's. All those bookstores. Fuck that. Buy it here. $5. George Jackson's books.
Thank you very much. So it's time to, you guys ready to party?
It's time!